But instead, obviously, as they get closer and closer and closer to that stable, they realize, oh, that is not the house we were expecting. And then all of a sudden, they catch a whiff of that house, of all the smell of the animals and the manure surrounding them and their out environment in those moments. And they recognize the fact that our expectations were way up here, but what we're kind of receiving is way down here. This is definitely not the scene we're expecting this great king to be born into, yet this is what it is. And so I ask you, what did you come to Mass today to see? So I think many of us would obviously have many different answers, a plethora of answers, and all of them are very good answers. We came to hear good music. We came here to visit with a community, to build each other up in Christ. We came to pray together, and we came for the donuts. If there's anything that we really, truly come to Mass for, it's to worship God the way He wants to be worshiped. It's to offer up that holy sacrifice of the Mass that He calls us to offer up every single Sunday. As we fulfill the third commandment of honoring the Lord's Day, of coming here as a community, of coming here and offering up sacrifice, doing something that only us as Catholics do. Only us and St. Benedict's. That's it. Everyone else in Broken Arrow, they try their best, but they fall short. We're the only ones who give Jesus the worship that He wants, the worship that He demands, the worship that we owe Him out of justice, and the worship that our hearts yearn for. The justice and the worship that our hearts ultimately are made for and want to give to our Lord. Because it's a very, very good thing to do. It is an act of justice. It is an act of love. It is an act for the entire community, because when this Mass is prayed well, everyone benefits. Everyone gets better. Graces are poured out. We all grow in virtue, and we grow closer as a community when we offer up this authentic worship of Almighty God. St. James in his letter today says, "Do not complain about one another." If I take a guess, there's also another long list of things we could potentially complain about Mass at times, right? Maybe the music was off key. Maybe they weren't singing real well. Maybe the ushers weren't quite as welcoming as you wanted them to be. Maybe the homily was horrible. Maybe he mumbled too much. Maybe his jokes were terrible. Maybe the ushers kind of gave you a bad sad eye when you walked in the door. Maybe the sound system just didn't work. The lights were off. Whatever the case may be, things may not kind of reach our expectations at times, just as the shepherds and the magi. Our expectations can be up here, but sometimes they just fall way, way too short. And so there's all these different things that we can complain about whenever we come to Mass. But obviously, whenever we come here, we don't come just to see our own desires and wants satisfied. The Mass isn't about us. We come here to offer up what Jesus Christ demands us to offer, and that is Himself to Almighty God, to offer up that sacrifice of the Mass, to stand on Calvary once again, to see the great sacrifice and the great love our Lord poured out on the world in that great sacrifice. We come to see the King of Glory, not just our own petty wants and desires fulfilled each Sunday in and Sunday out. Shepherds and magi were expecting something more, and those expectations were not met whenever they walked up to that stable. But if I take a guess, they may not have been met, but their expectations were probably not dulled either. They probably just kind of saw things through a new light. They probably saw that this beautiful baby, this very humble, simple baby, was born in this manger. And there's a beauty and an attachment and something very, very attractive about that wondrous baby born in such a lowly place. And so we too can be drawn to that same thing in that same way through this Mass. Maybe things aren't what we expect. Maybe the ushers aren't as kind as we'd expect them to be. Maybe the music isn't as good as we want it to be. Maybe the preaching really stinks. Maybe there's another announcement and another announcement. Maybe there's a second collection, a third collection. Maybe things just aren't quite how we want them to be. But every time you come here, you receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. Every time you come, you receive the Eucharist. Isn't that worth it? Even if everything else seems to go wrong, We try our best here, obviously. We try to do as well as we possibly can to lead people in prayer, to offer up a Mass that is holy, that is prayerful, that hopefully brings us all together as a community to worship God, to work on this vertical relationship, as we say, working on our relationship with Almighty God, really making Him our friend. But if things go wrong, at least you received the Eucharist. And that should be worth it. That should be enough for all of us. To receive Him into our hearts, into our souls, and to work on that friendship He calls each and every one of us to. He calls us friends, not slaves. And so we want to work on that relationship. We receive Him in the silence of our hearts, and we just pray that we may be as good of a friend to Him as He is good of a friend to us. As Almighty God loves us, so we try to return that same love to Almighty God. And so how do you prepare for such an encounter? Whenever we come to Mass, this is a season of preparation, a preparation to really recognize the great gift we have in our Lord's incarnation on that Christmas day. But we should prepare ourselves for every single Mass we come to. Prepare ourselves and our hearts to receive that great gift our Lord offers. And so I've talked about this in the past, but it bears repeating. How do we prepare? Do we possibly read the readings in the car on the way here or at home before we even arrive or start heading to Mass? Do we maybe sit in the car in silence as we drive here so that we can quiet our mind and our hearts that are constantly worried about dates and emails and work and family, especially during this time of year? When are we going to get the kids' presents? How are we going to afford this thing, that thing? All these worries and concerns that constantly plague us in the 21st century. Do you possibly try to come early so you can just sit in this place, in this space, to quiet your mind and your heart? To allow time to your heart to adjust to the fact that you're about to receive the greatest gift you can possibly can this side of heaven? Do you appreciate and love the Eucharist before you receive it? Do we really prepare our hearts to receive that great gift? There's so many small things we can do on a Sunday to change how we approach the Mass, to change how we receive that precious gift. And it's worth doing, because we live in a world right now that greatly needs not only Catholics who come to Mass, but Catholics who really know how to pray the Mass really well. A world that's filled with Catholics who can offer up that sacrifice, who come here knowing what they're receiving, and then going back out and trying to give that same thing to the world. Catholics that want to evangelize, Catholics who want to bring other people to this great, wonderful church that we are so blessed to be part of, because we're the only ones who receive our Lord every Sunday, us and St. Benedict's. And that's it. And we want people to come to this. We want to be an opening community that allows other people to receive that great gift that we receive. And so how do we prepare our hearts for that gift? How do we pray during this time of Advent in order to welcome our Lord once again more deeply into our lives, enter into a greater communion of love? And so let us truly try our best to prepare well, to prepare our hearts to receive the greatest gift our Lord could have left us.